This week, the U.S. Justice Department rolled out two major public corruption cases. Federal agents arrested nearly 90 police officers in Puerto Rico for allegedly moonlighting as private security for drug traffickers. And only weeks before state elections, prosecutors accused four lawmakers in Alabama of trading cash for votes. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on Justice Department efforts to put its public integrity section back in business.
The public corruption case against Puerto Rico's police department was so sprawling that the FBI secretly flew 750 agents to the island this week to help with early morning raids. FBI Assistant Director Sean Henry tried to suppress a smirk when he announced the arrests.
Operation Guard Shack is the largest law enforcement corruption investigation in the 102-year history of the FBI.
The Puerto Rico case came 2 days after federal prosecutors unveiled criminal charges against Alabama state legislators and lobbyists over what they say was a vote-buying plot involving, of all things, electronic bingo. Attorney General Eric Holder, who started his career as a public corruption prosecutor, was moved to reminisce about his experience 3 decades ago.
I know firsthand that advancing public corruption investigations and prosecutions is extremely difficult work. In these cases, the stakes are always high. Public scrutiny is intense.
What the Attorney General didn't mention was that the Public Integrity Unit has been reeling for more than a year over its mishandling of the corruption case against former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. The department abandoned the Stevens conviction after it uncovered problems with evidence sharing, and one of the young prosecutors in the case took his own life last month amid a swirl of ethics investigations. These days, though, the Justice Department prefers to talk about new business.
Yeah, we try to keep busy, and it's only going to stay this way.
That's Jack Smith. He's the new chief of the department's Public Integrity Unit.
Our mandate is to investigate corruption throughout the United States, and that's not just corruption here in Washington, but it's corruption in both federal and state bodies throughout the country.
And the Public Integrity Unit is sinking its teeth into several high-profile cases. This week, new subpoenas went out in a probe of how the presidential campaign of Democrat John Edwards may have funneled payments to the mother of his child. Prosecutors are investigating separate financial dealings between the families of Nevada Republican Senator John Ensign and his one-time mistress. And they're also looking at contracts for work on the office of West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin, who's now running for a Senate seat. The Justice Department's trying to move on from the Ted Stevens scandal, but they may not be able to shake the public glare quite so easily. Political figures in Alabama point out that one of the prosecutors involved in the Ted Stevens case is now working on the Alabama bingo prosecution. But Smith, the new chief of the Public Integrity Unit, says that's old news.
From day one, I wanted to lead people in the section, and the Stevens case and the things that happened have not really interfered with that, as you can see by some of the cases we're able to bring.
Even as the department starts to move past the Stevens debacle, some unpleasant reminders linger, like a report from the special prosecutor investigating the government team due out later this year. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.